Welcome to the new episode of The Moving Canine, a podcast for nerdy dog trainers with a focus on improving our dog's performance through movement skill training. I am Mari Valgma, a certified professional canine fitness trainer. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about handler skills and the belief that we need to have dogs involved in the training sessions in order to improve dog training skills. Most dog sport enthusiasts think that dog training happens only with the dog, that we, the trainers, cannot improve our skills without having our dogs in the training session. But believing that dog training is a skill only learned with the dog, not practicing handler skills separately, alone and without your dog first, could actually slow down your progress, cause a whole lot of frustration problems, and take away the joy in training, the main thing you're looking for when spending time with your dog. I get it, you play dog sports and train your dog in order to spend quality time with him and have something fun to do together. It's that part of the day when you forget about your work or daily worries. You go out in the field with your dog, only focused on having a great training session that both you and your dog will enjoy. But if that were true, that improving the training skills only happens while training with the dog, everyone who did that for years and years would be high-performing competitors in their sport, with highly polished skills, oozing with perfection while handling the dog. Yet I suspect we can all think of examples where this is not the case. In fact, you can spend years and years training the same skills, never getting anywhere and ending up as a frustrated dog sport enthusiast, despite training all the skills together with your dog. Why do you think watching Hannah Brannigan work with her dogs is so beautiful and fluent? Is it because she has several dogs to train with? Or is it because she puts great effort into training her handler skills without her dogs and makes sure her skills are super fluent before adding the dog into the training session? Not training any of the handler skills alone without your dog before starting with a new exercise is like running an agility course without having walked through and practiced the sequence first without your dog. Not only will you be slow and hindering your dog's performance, you'll most likely give wrong cues at the wrong time, causing your dog to go off course and keep a close eye on you without being able to focus on any of the obstacles. Now, what you could do instead is treat every training session like it was an agility course. Instead of starting the session without a clear idea how you're going to train the new behavior and just seeing how it goes, plan it carefully and practice it without your dog first. See if it really plays out as fluently as it did in your head. By doing that, your dog will be able to learn faster and with fewer repetitions. You will be able to troubleshoot and solve upcoming problems quickly. And finally, get out of that endless circle of doing the same exercise over and over again. Here are a couple of things to consider while preparing your training session. Plan the starting position for the session. Where are you and your dog positioned to start the exercise and move in the best possible way? How are you and your dog going to move through the exercise? Are you going to stay still and not move at all? Are you going to walk or run? And how will your dog know what to do? Are you going to use environmental cues? Or maybe verbal cues or hand signals? When exactly do you need to give these cues? How are you going to mark the correct response? Which marker word are you going to use? And how will you deliver the reinforcement? These are all important things to consider. And once the repetition is done, how will your dog get back to the starting position for the next repetition? And that's how you start the journey to becoming a cutting-edge trainer who overcomes frustration in training and instead progresses confidently with any exercise she decides to tackle. You have a choice. you can continue doing all the training with your dog involved. While you mess up the cues, get lots of frustration behaviors, slow down the learning process for your dog, and eventually keep on working on the same exercises without any progress, leaving you a very frustrated dog sport enthusiast. Or you can be the cutting-edge trainer who focuses on her skills first, practices without the dog, so that her dog can really shine with the learning speed, focus, and cleverness, moving through the exercises with flying colors. Now, if that's you, join me in the Performance Through Clarity workshop I'm running this week. It will be available until the 8th of April. You can join by going to the website training.themovingcanine.com. That is training.themovingcanine.com. And I'll see you there. Now that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends. This was The Moving Canine and I am Mari Valgma. I hope you'll have a super fun weekend with your dogs. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye!